Welcome back to the Her Paper Route podcast. This is episode 22. And today I want to talk about growing your email list using lead magnets. Lately, I have been seeing many entrepreneurs posting on Facebook that they're struggling with growing their list. They can't figure out how to get email subscribers, and many have never heard of lead magnets when I suggest it. So today I thought to share some of the lead magnet ideas that have worked for me as I've grown my list of happy, engaged people. In addition to herpaperroute.com, I have a few other websites as well and a few email lists for each one. If I were to do a full count, I think my subscriber count would be closer to 50,000, but for the sake of this lead magnet ideas episode, I'm just going to count the Her Paper Route list, which right now is about 35,000 people. So what is a lead magnet? A lead magnet is anything that you give away in exchange for a person's email address. It's also known as an opt-in freebie. You give them something awesome for free as soon as they subscribe to your list. There's a few reasons that we do this. Giving away content to your audience for free benefits you in many ways. It will quickly grow your list, yes, but it also has a much higher impact. Because when you have people on your email list opening your emails and engaging with you, you are building a relationship with your audience that really is priceless. Over time, you become an authority figure to them, meaning that you will become trusted and known to your community, who will be all the more excited to buy your offers when you present them. In order to get people to subscribe to your email list, you need to offer them a good lead magnet. So before we dive into this list that I'm going to share with you, we first need to make sure that you have the important foundation of list building. When you want to get people to subscribe to your list, the first thing that you may think is you need an email service provider like ConvertKit or Flowdesk, but actually that's the second thing. The first thing that you need is a proper privacy page on your website. This is a page that states your compliance with privacy laws like GDPR, CAN-SPAM, and CCPA. But don't worry, you don't need to pass the bar yourself to figure this stuff out. You can actually use a fill-in-the-blanks legal privacy page template, and I've had the lawyer who wrote it, Amira, here on the podcast before. You can go back a couple episodes and you'll find her episode. It was really helpful. She shared a lot of important legal tips that all website owners need to know, and she has a legal privacy page template that you can get. And if you go to herpaperroute.com/legal bundle, you can get it in a bundle of all three of the legal pages that your website needs. This will ensure that you're collecting email addresses within the law and protect you from being fined, because the fines for not being legally compliant can be massive. So this is not something to skip. Plus, you can't start collecting email subscribers until you have a proper privacy page on your site. It's a requirement to have if you want to be accepted into any affiliate program and any ad network like AdSense or Mediavine too. So again, this is just something that you do not want to skip. It's just an important basic that you must have. So then once you have your legal privacy page, the next step is you need a way to collect and manage your email subscribers. You will need an email service provider that will do this and automatically send them to your lead magnet when they sign up. I recommend either Flowdesk or ConvertKit for this. They both offer excellent features that can manage your email list. If you want to check out Flowdesk, you can get unlimited subscribers for life for $15 per month by going to herpaperroute.com/flowdesk. That's a special 50% off for life offer that all Her Paper Route podcast listeners get. And if you want to check out ConvertKit, go to herpaperroute.com/convertkitdeal and you will be able to get a free month. The next thing that you want to do is create your lead magnet. Now, this is kind of like the fun part. It's time to create something that your audience will absolutely love. So here are some ideas for what your lead magnet could be. And these are things that I've actually done and used and been successful with. So the first one is a free version of your premium course. So if you have a premium course offering, I recommend that you also make a free mini course to support it as well. Because having a free preview version of your full course can be an excellent way to not only grow your list, but also increase your paid course sales too. The free version could be like a get started guide that preps students for the paid course, kind of like a prerequisite. Or it could be one lesson from the paid course for free. Either way, it gets people on your list so that you can warm them up with valuable content for free and then see if they would be a good fit for your paid resources. For example, I teach a pretty well-known course called the Blog Monetization Course. In it, I teach the tried, tested, and true affiliate marketing strategies that I have used to grow my blog into a business that earns over $20,000 a month. The lessons can be learned by anyone, but there are a few things that students need to have in order first to be able to make money with their website, and that is that they need to have a self-hosted website. So I offer a free course to show people how to easily and quickly set up your website correctly as a self-hosted site so that it can be monetized. If you're interested in checking out that course, you can go to herpaperoot.com/mcblog, mcblog, and you can enroll for free right away. The free course provides incredible value to students while giving them the foundations that they need in order to be able to earn money from their website. And then when they're ready to learn the high-level strategies that will help them make the big money, they can enroll in the premium classes. If you don't have a premium course currently, you could still create a free course as a lead magnet. Just take one of the blog posts that you have already written and turn it into a free course. Number two, the first chapter of your book could make a great lead magnet. If you want to be a best-selling author on Amazon, that's great, but you need to generate interest for that book and you need reviews if you want it to top the charts. So I say give away one chapter of your book for free as a lead magnet. Use it to get people signed up to your list and then they will be excited to read more. Consider offering a discount code that your subscribers can get to buy the full book in exchange for leaving you a review, too. Number three, bonus blog content. Go through Google Search Console and Google Analytics to find your most popular and highest ranking blog post. Create a lead magnet that expands on that blog post topic, giving more information or bonus resources. So that way, when your reader gets to the end of the current article on your website, there's an opt-in box to sign up to get the rest of the article or the related resources. Number four, a membership vault. You can create additional resources that your audience can access with a password. This creates a sense of exclusivity and community and can be a lot of fun too. I actually offer a free membership for bloggers and entrepreneurs where members get instant access to my vault of money-making resources and they get a weekly tip via email from me. You can join by going to join.herpaperoot.com. If you're thinking of creating a membership site yourself, check out Member Vault, Member Press, or Podia. Number five, a masterclass. Sharing your expertise via 10 to 20 minute masterclasses with your audience is a great way to build your credibility alongside growing your email list. Create a short video of yourself or just of your screen or your slides and your voice. Be sure to include helpful and valuable tips and make your paid offer at the end. It doesn't have to be fancy. This is often called a webinar. When a subscriber signs up to your mail list, they get access to watch the video. And I mentioned Podia a minute ago. Podia now gives you the ability to host webinars too. Number six, templates. People love customizable templates that they can edit and use for their own needs. Think logos, pricing guides, business planners, calendars, meal planning charts, Pinterest pins. Honestly, the list goes on and on of what you can do for a template. You can use Canva to create your template for free and then share the link with your subscribers when they sign up. Number seven, a behind-the-scenes look at one of your business SOPs. Now that stands for Standard Operating Procedures, and you would be surprised at how many people would love to know exactly how you organize and plan the day-to-day operations of your business. Other business owners are always looking for tips on how to make their own company and life as an entrepreneur easier and more efficient. So share your secrets with them via a short ebook or a password-protected webpage that they can access after joining your list. Number eight, hosting a viral giveaway. Now, I promise viral is not as difficult as it sounds. In fact, it's super easy to host a viral giveaway, and you don't have to do anything cringeworthy on YouTube to make it happen either. I recently hosted my own giveaway to drum up some attention for the season 2 launch of this podcast. I made a graphic showing the prizes and then I posted it on my King Sumo account. Within hours, it took off and spread like wildfire. It was so easy and ended up growing my list by an extra 6,000 new people. King Sumo works so well because in order for someone to get more entries, they need to share your giveaway on social media, which then brings you more interested people who then enter the giveaway, and then those people then share it with their audience, and so on and so on. This same giveaway also grew my Instagram followers, my YouTube subscribers, and my podcast subscribers. Honestly, this lead magnet tip for having a giveaway is such a great secret to growing my list, so don't overlook it. And if you want to check out King Sumo, go to herpaperoot.com/kingsumo. Number 9, a quiz. Because offering a quiz is one of the best lead magnets ever because it quickly pre-qualifies your subscriber for your paid content. You get a ton of valuable information about them, so you know how to help them right away. You can use your email service provider to manage a really basic quiz. Flowdesk and ConvertKit both work with Interact should you want to make your quiz a little more interactive. Number 10, a media feature. Do you have your own podcast or a YouTube channel or a blog? Well then, my friend, you are the media and you have a valuable asset. Consider offering guest writer or speaker opportunities on your platform to those who are signed up to your list. Not only is it a great resource to offer your community, but it's also a great way to meet other inspiring people in your niche. I have made lifelong friends by having guests write articles on my blog and appear as a guest right here on the show. And number 11, your newsletter itself. Now, okay, this one is a more ballsy lead magnet idea. That's because typically people don't want to be added to just another newsletter as they worry that they'll get bombarded with emails. They would prefer to get a gift first and then decide if they want to stick around and stay subscribed later. But if you craft your newsletter pitch with care and explain just how much value and information that people will get by signing up, your newsletter itself can actually be its own lead magnet. Now, I hope that this episode has given you some inspiration to create your own high converting freebie. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find this episode helpful, I would love it if you took a quick second and left a review for me on iTunes. I'll catch you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.